This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is a Verizon iPhone in the works?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Apple's iPhone could be expanding its giant footprint. Right now, the phone is limited to customers of AT&T Wireless, but the Wall Street Journal says Apple's working on a new iPhone for Verizon, as in the country's number one wireless carrier and AT&T's main rival. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us live from Oregon Public Broadcasting. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Bill.
How would a Verizon iPhone shift the wireless market?
Well, keep in mind, since the iPhone debuted in 2007, it's been exclusive to AT&T. If you're on Verizon and you want a smartphone with all those great apps and things, you have to use something like an Android or a BlackBerry. For AT&T iPhone users, if they wanted to switch to Verizon, they might actually get better service because Verizon's network, which is based on a system called CDMA, is generally more reliable and tends to drop fewer calls.
And what are the business reasons for Apple and Verizon to dance?
Well, eventually, Apple's going to run out of new customers if they're stuck just with AT&T and its type of network. And for Verizon, even though it actually has more subscribers, it's got fewer smartphone users than AT&T, and it wants more of those. In fact, last week, Verizon launched a new Skype app. It would give free international calls using Verizon's data network. Consumer technology analyst Christopher Collins of the Yankee Group told me the battle has now shifted.
To drive more of that data revenue and data consumption, which is the way the industry is headed, and with devices like the iPhone and some of the Android devices like the Droid, obviously carriers recognize that that is the wave of the future.
So the Journal says that the new Verizon iPhone could come out by summer or fall. CNBC is also echoing that speculation, though I should say none of the companies is commenting yet.
Okay, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
In Ireland, today has been dubbed Bailout Tuesday. Our Europe correspondent Stephen Beard reports the government in Dublin will announce what it calls a once-and-for-all attempt to sort out the Irish banks.
Today, the Irish government will begin taking over about $100 billion worth of bad real estate loans to take the pressure off its beleaguered banks. This is the latest phase in the long struggle with the financial crisis. Owen O'Callaghan is with BNP Paribas. He says so far the Irish government has done a stellar job, especially by tackling its budget deficit.
It's more advanced in cutting unnecessary spending, or at least spending that is no longer matched by revenues, than any other European country. So its progress that's made there has been very impressive.
But today's grand bank bailout could backfire. If the borrowers default on the loans, the Irish government could wind up owning hundreds of pubs, empty office blocks and shopping malls. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
If stocks are doing a jig, it's extremely subdued. European shares are up very slightly this morning. Asian markets, though, rose almost 1% today. McDonald's said it plans to nearly double its restaurants in mainland China by the end of 2013. And yesterday's news that U.S. consumer spending rose for the fifth straight month helped the Dow add 45 points to 10,895. That's its highest close since September 08. And to help investigate Toyota's unintended accelerations, safety regulators are turning to NASA. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said this morning, 9 NASA scientists will bring expertise in electronics, electromagnetic interference, software integrity, and complex problem solving.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. By Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. More at ProduceMoreConserveMore.com. and by Citrix, offering Go to My PC, providing remote access to a Mac or a PC from anywhere. More at gotomypc.com/market.
Fans of nuclear power say we are seeing a nuclear renaissance in this country. Well, tell that to California. Sarah Gardner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, the French are trying to break down California's nuclear resistance.
California's ban on new nuclear reactors has held strong since 1976. Just ask Republican Assemblyman Chuck DeVore.
Well, I've drafted 5 bills over the last 4 years to try to allow for the construction of modern nuclear power plants in California and have been defeated every time.
DeVore also abandoned a voter initiative to lift the moratorium, but those failures don't intimidate the French.
We went to build in California near Fresno.
Jacques Besnainu is CEO of Areva North America. Areva is the world's largest builder of nuclear plants. It's based in France, a country that gets 3/4 of its power from nuclear. Areva and its U.S. partners say they intend to build new reactors in central California. Besnainu argues if the most populous state really wants to cut global warming emissions, solar and wind won't cut it.
Because you need power even when the sun doesn't shine or the wind doesn't blow. So nuclear energy is a great source of carbon-free energy. It runs 24/7.
Californians seem more sympathetic to nuclear power than they used to be. A statewide poll last summer showed 46% of Californians support more nuclear reactors, up from 37% just a few years before. But
California will be tough.
Nuclear lobbyist Marshall Cohen.
The legislature, the way it's set up right now, it's tough to make things happen and get something through.
Republican Chuck DeVore insists that's because groups like the Sierra Club have, quote, a lock on state Democratic lawmakers. He says a more likely scenario is that Areva asks the courts to overturn the ban after California denies its request to build. Perhaps that's partly why Areva's Besnainu doesn't see new reactors in California anytime soon. We're just at the beginning, he says, of a very long, long process. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And finally, the Canadian government has decided to give war medals to employees of the Tim Hortons donut shop at Kandahar Airfield in Afghanistan. Some Canadians are objecting, saying those medals should be reserved for combat troops. But the government points out the servers are supporting the military's mission. And besides that, the coffee's hot. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.